عمر كصحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
Esteem listeners, Omar Kassahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to our segment, Riyadu Salihin. And the chapter we are busy with is the chapter on compassion. We come to the hadith, and that is 228. وَعَنْ أَبِي خُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالْ إِذَا صَلَّى أَحَدُكُمْ لِلنَّاسِ فَلْيُخَفِّفْ فإن فيهم الضعيف والسقيم والكبير وإذا صلى أحدكم لنفسه فليطول ما شاء متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, شيخ الحديث of this ummah, who could have been a greater شيخ الحديث than حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, narrates that Nabi Kareem Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم said, When any of you leads the salah for the people, then you should فَلْيُخَفِّفْ, you should shorten it. فَإِنَّ فِيهِمُ الضَّعِيفِ, because amongst them are those who are weak, والسقيم, those who are sick, والكبير, those who are old. So yeah, this expresses the compassion that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had, as well as in ibadat, when your ibadat entails that other people are going to join, such as your congregational salah, now what must you do? Make it light upon them. Make it light upon them. So this then goes back, you know, when you are young, you want to do everything, you want to make, you are so full of life. And sometimes being full of life is good, but you do not take into consideration that people are old, people are senior, people are sick. So you in that josh, you just want to move forward. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taming us and saying, فَلْيُخَفِّفْ, take it easy. Because amongst the people are the weak, are the sick and the old. And this also shows that when you will do what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said you should do, this then goes, it shows that you have respect for what he says sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But when you decide, no, I want to take the law into my own hands, then that means that you don't really worry about what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, did or propagated. And when you see now, how will you know what is long salah? Well, how will you know what is a short salah? What will be the measurement that will be used to identify, okay, this is a long salah, this is a short salah? So the measurement that will be used, or the gauge that you're going to be using to measure this, will be, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recite in those salahs? When you come to know that these are the masnoon surahs to recite, that will be then your meter which you're going to use to measure. وَإِذَا صَلَّى أَحَدُكُمْ لِنَفْسِي, when you're reading on yourself, by yourself, then فَلْيُتَوِّلْ مَا شَاءَ, then lengthen, prolong it as you like. This also shows that you are sincere. The unfortunate circumstance is that when we are out in public, we exert ourselves. Because why? Go back, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, actions are dependent upon your intentions. So when your intentions are correct, then you become oblivious of the people of your surroundings as well. But when you are concerned about the fact that people are there, now you're going to lengthen, you're going to beautify, you're going to do all sorts of things. But the correct method is, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching you as well, by yourself you engage in your salah, you fill your tawil, mashallah, as much as you want, as much as you can, however much you want, you know now you are not contravening on the rights of those who are following you. Because this may cause an aversion in their hearts, and then they don't want to come to the masjid. So to be considerate even in ibadat, this is part of the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So if a person reads on a Jummah for Fajr Salah, he reads Surah Sajda, he reads the Masnoon Surahs, can you now go and say, no, you're supposed to practice on Falyukhafif, to shorten? No, because he's practicing upon what the Sunnah taught us, to stay within those limits. Don't now go and recite much more than what Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have recited. So this is the compassion. This is how it falls under this chapter. We come to Hadith 229. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت إن كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليدع العمل وهو يحب أن يعمل به خشية أن يعمل به الناس فيفرض عليهم. حضرت عائشة رضي الله عنها, the mother of this ummah, says that Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم would love to do a particular deed but would abstain from it. Why? Out of fear that people would do it, and then it would be incumbent upon them. It would be incumbent upon them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would love to do a particular action, but he would leave it out because people would follow him. We know the strength, the imani taqat of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They would also do it, and then it would be incumbent till the end of time that this year you have to do. It's farad. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thinking, had that vision, people are going to come. Remember, Musa alayhi salam advised Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to fetch the great gift of Salah, that Musa alayhi salam continuously reminded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this year is, your ummah is not going to manage it. Came down 5, then decreased 5 till it stayed to that level of 5. 5 salah is compulsory. 5 salah is farad. So when you now understand that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission was for ease and comfort, and ease and comfort does not mean that you take it easy, you recline on your couch. Ease and comfort means you exert to that level which you can manage. Ease and comfort is going to come in the Akhirah. And in exerting, there's a certain amount of pleasure. That is ease and comfort for people. People say, but how do you do this? You're not getting paid. You don't say, by the peace and the love and the enjoyment I get in it, you can't understand it. It brings joy to me to do it. That person's eating a chili. His mouth is, he's losing his senses. He can't think. He's sweating. But he says, you can't understand the enjoyment of this that I get in this. So, enjoyment is an exertion. And when you exert in this avenue as well, remember that when you're in public, you're going to consider those behind you. On your own, as much as you can manage, you will do. But remember, consistency is key. This brings us to the end of this hadith.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.